Okay, we are up to mitzvah Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, mitzvah 576. The mitzvah, there are three mitzvahs now that go together with each other, 576, 77, and 78. Today is the mitzvah's assay of allowing one's workers to work in the field and eat while they work, eat some of the produce that they are working with. Then we're going to get to the two isurim relating to the isur of not letting them, and the isur of the sachir of eating while on the job. We're going to talk about those, Beit Hashem, in a couple of days. But first we get to the mitzvah of allowing the worker to eat. Says the Torah here, by Chamishi of Kiseitse, Kisavo Bekerem Reacha, when you come into the vineyard of your friend, V'yochalta anavim kenafshecha savecha, and you shall eat grapes according to what you want, savecha, to be satiated. Velkel yechalos itein, but you can't put it in your kelim. Meaning you could eat, the worker could eat while he is there working, but he cannot take it home. Kisavo, and similarly, when that's talking about vineyards, the pasuk talks also about tevua. Kisavo bekamas re'echa, when you come into the kama, the standing grain of your friend. Vekatafta melilos biadecha, and you cut off melilos, items that grow with your hand. Vechermesh lo sanif al kamas re'echa. We'll have to see what that means, Beit Hashem, in the coming days, that you shouldn't cut it with a certain type of magal, as Uncle says. But either way, today's mitzvah is the first four words. Kisavo bekerem re'acha. When you come into the kerem of your friend, v'yachalta anavim, the chulu, you eat. The Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch, obviously, that follows him, counts this as a mitzvah asei de'oraisa. It's not clear in the Torah that it is a specific mitzvah, as we'll see, but this is the Rambam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, actually, we'll even start with the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is in mitzvah Reish Beis, Shetzivanu Lohorit, Reish Aleph. Shetzivanu lihiyos hasachir ochel meadavar sheyavod bo, beis avodaso, that the sachir eats from the item that he is working with while he is working. Kshiyah davar mechubal akarka, items that are attached to the ground. We'll get to the details. That's the Rambam's mitzvah. If you look at the language carefully, it's somewhat unusual. It says, is the shetzivanu lihiyos hasachir, the mitzvah's on the sachir, on the worker? All right, Pashas is on the workers, on the Balabayas. So the Rambam probably means that too, and that's what the Rambam writes in Mishneh Torah. The Rambam's Lashon and Hilchas Schiris in Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam says, HaPoalin Shehein Osin B'davar SheGidulav Min HaAretz, Poalin, workers that are working with items that grow from the ground, fruits and vegetables, Hare Al Bal HaBayas Mitzvah SheYaniach Osan LeEchol Mimashin Osin Bo. It's the mitzvah for the Balabayas to let them eat from what they are working in. So it's another example of a mitzvah asei b'sheva al ta'aseh. It's a mitzvah asei that I do by not doing something. Right? Unusual. Most of the time a mitzvah asei is I do something, but here it's a mitzvah asei that I allow them to eat from the produce. That is the shita of the Rambam and the shita of the Chinuch as we have here, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shetz Tavinu, Lihiyos HaSachir. At the beginning here he quotes like the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though at the end of the mitzvah he quotes like we would have thought he would quote. How you mevatel the mitzvah by not letting them eat from the produce that they're working in. That's what he says at the end. But first let's read the beginning here. Shenitz tavinu lios hasachir ochel b'shas avoda me'adav asher yavod bo kishayiyah. And now we have the first limit that we're going to talk about. Kishayiyah hadavar hahu davar shegidulo min ha'aretz v'lo nigra malachto. We'll get to more of these details, but let's just mention it now. It only applies to somebody that's working with something that grows from the ground. If my worker is making pizza for me, okay, ultimately that grows from the ground, but it doesn't mean that automatically the man in the pizza shop could eat pizza, right? That's not fruits and vegetables out in the field. And there has already been gemar malacha. Only applies by velo nigmar malachto, as we'll get into those details. But either way, the pasuk says kisava b'kerem reyacha shen the pop alav a pirush b'sachir hakasa medaber. We're talking about a case of a sachir, and we'll get into the lundus. There is an amazing question that really goes to the root of this halacha and this mitzvah asked in Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadi Beis, where the Gemara there asks, Iboy lehu, poel mishelohu ochel, o mishel shamayim hu ochel. When a poel works in the field, and he's working in the vineyard, and he's allowed, and there's a mitzvah to let him eat grapes, and he's working in the orange grove, and it's a mitzvah for let him to eat some of the oranges as he's working. So how do we conceptually look at that? Mishelo o mishel shamayim. Rashi, mishelohu ochel, tosefes scharhu, shehosifa lo Torah. the person is supposed to work for $10 an hour, but the Torah says $12 an hour, because really this is looked at as, it's magilo. It's his, it's part of his wages. That's the Chiddush HaTorah, that he's allowed to eat lunch from what he is working in, mishalohu ochel, and it's really his. Oh, the other side, mishal shamayim ochel. What does that mean? His wages are his wages. This is a gift from God. A gift from God, b'matanas gemilas chasadim kishar matnas aniyim. Just like there's a gift from Hashem, peya leket shicha. So this is another one of the matnas aniyim. Another one of the lav dafka anani. Somebody who's working might not be anani, but it is a matana that is given to him in this context. Poel mishalohu ochel or mishishmaimu ochel. And the Gemara gives one afkamina. What if the poel, instead of eating it, he says, "Yo, give it to my wife and kids." Is he allowed to do that? Is he allowed to transfer? At least for sure before picking it up. If he picks it up, then there's a machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim say then for sure he could give it to whoever he wants, because now it's his. And others say no. Even then he could only eat it himself. That's a machlokas. But for sure, before he picks it up, that's the Gemara's question. Is he allowed to say, give it to my wife and kids? So, if we say it's his, it's Tosefes Char Yahavinalu. Then he could give it to the wife and kids, no problem. But if you say it's Mishal Shamayim that Hashem is giving him a present, maybe l'didei zachi le'rachmana, to him the Torah gives it, le'ishto uvana lo zachi le'rachmana, and to his wife and kids the Torah was not mezakit. If you medayik in the words of Rashi here, Rashi says l'didei zachi le'rachmana, only to him bitztaka, the kozman de lo mata liyadei lo zachi le'delisra l'ishto uvana. If he doesn't have it, he can't give it to his wife and kids. What's Masha from that Rashi? That once it comes to his hands, that even according to the Manda Amar Mishal Shamayimu Ochel, he would be able to give it to his wife and kids. We'll have to get back to that halacha b'ezras Hashem soon. But even before we do that, let's get back to the main issue on our plate, and that is the Rambam and the Chinuch count this as a mitzvah asay. One should be aware that not all Rishonim do that. The Tashbetz in the Zohar Rakia does not think there's a mitzvah here, and his biggest raya is the language of the Torah. It doesn't sound like there's a command here. Sounds like this is all a lead up to the Lo Saaseh. The Lo Saaseh is for sure counted. Everybody counts two Lo Saasehs here, which we'll get to. But what about the mitzvah asay? Kisavo b'kerem ayachav katafta. It sounds like it's all a lead up to the Lo Saaseh. That's what the Zohar Rakia in Siman Ayin Beis says, that no, it is a heter. This pasuk is telling you a heter, that the pole is allowed to eat. It's not considered stealing. But it doesn't mean that it is an obligation upon the Bailim to leave it free. So that is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Chinuch versus the Tashbetz. If you look at the tour might have a middle approach. The Torah might have a middle approach at the beginning of Siman Shin Lamed Zayin and Choshe Mishpat. The Torah says, Poel ha'ose malacha is halacha l'maisa. Poel ha'ose malacha l'bal habayis. Harei ze ochel b'mashi hu ose. Afilu eino mezes lo yadav lo ragla v'ragnosi al ksefo. He's allowed to work. A worker is allowed to eat if he is working with items that grow from the ground. As we'll get to all of the details, be'ezus Hashem. Mihu im chasmo shelo lechol. But what happens if the Balabais muzzles him, either by screaming at him or by literally muzzling him? Potter, what does Potter here mean? That he's not going to get Malkus for this. Vidafka, why no Malkus? Good question. Maybe because you can violate this Isser without a Maisa. Vidafka, Lini Malkus, Ka'amar Shu Potter. Aval Isura Ika Im Chasav Al Karcho. But it's still an Isser Da'araisa. The impression that you get from the tour is not like that it's a Mitzvah Zaseh Da'araisa. The impression, and it's not 100%, but the impression that you get is that it's what we call an Isser Aseh. It's an Usser if you don't do this. It's not a Kiyam Aseh, but it is an Isser Aseh. That's what it sounds like from the Sefer HaChinuch. So it could be that the Rambam holds that it's a Kiyam Aseh. There's a Mitzvah Aseh Daraisa to allow the worker to eat from the field. The Chinuch and the Rambam. If you look in the Torah is the middle approach of an Isser Aseh, and the Tashbetz doesn't have any type of Mitzvah at all. It is just an allowance. Just an allowance. Good. There is an important shita of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila notes that even according to the opinion of Mishal Shamayim, who Ochel, right, that was the Ibai in the Gemara, Mishalo or Mishal Shamayim, and the Nafkamina given is, can he give it to his wife and kids? Even if you say Mishal Shamayim, it's not totally out of the world of Dini Mamonis. It is a Zechus Mamoni that Hashem gave him. That's how you have to formulate it. Be'emes Nira, says Reb Chaim in Hilchos Me'ila, Let's read his words. V'nira lomar, dehine, af agav dechosein b'nechsam shavin b'dinayu, mikal makam hari chalukin b'ikr chiyuvam, depo'el ikr chiyuvo, mikri davar shebemamon v'zchus. A worker gets a chiyuv mamon. Even if it's, we view it as Mishel Shamayim, Hainu, all that means is De'enlo his chayvus ala balabayis. It just means that he can't go back to the balabayis and demand more wages. And it might not even be a chovas tashlumin if the balabayis didn't give it to him. It's a chova that the balabayis has to let him, and it's a schus for the worker. Like the Gemara says, Hani motzaraf gemina linyan litin lishtob banav. Aval hamia deishlo rishus lechol. Vizav idin schus mamon. That's for sure. For sure he would be able to eat it, and it is looked at as a schus mamoni. What's the raya? What's a raya to this? There's a Gemara inside the Gimel, outside the Gimel there in Bamitziah, which the Minchas Chinuch is bothered by. Later on in Os Tes, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Gemara that says that a worker can make a t'nai. You're right, if he's in the middle of working and then he decides, give it to my wife and kids, that might not work. But can he do that l'charchila? The Mishnah, there on the outside the Gimel, says he could do it l'charchila. If the worker says, I don't want, you know, from this, can I get it from a different area? I give him a different area, right? He can be masna with the bala bayis that he won't eat in this kerem, and instead of that, he'll get money. So the question is, how could he do that? What, could an ani say, you know, I don't want this payah, can you give me money instead? No! It's masna mashakasa batorah. The Torah says to give the payah, the Torah says to give the leket, the shikha. You can't say, you know what, I'm gonna be mochal this, and you give me money instead. That doesn't work! There's a mitzvah that this is what's allowed! How can the Gemara say that the poel can make a tnai, a condition? Isn't this masna mashakasa batorah? So what does that prove? It must be like Reb Chaim says, that even according to the Manda Amar, Mishel Shamayim hu ochel, it is in the world of Dini Mamanis, right? After all, it is in Choshe Mishpat. It is Dini Mamanis. And the Mitzvah HaMelech formulates it as, Umuchach, Deshaini Achilas Poel, Afilu Laman Dara Mishal Shamayim Uochel, Delo Avi Mamish Kamatnes Aniyim, Demanes Aniyim, Amonu Shobailamu, Elo De Mitzvah Alav, Litzno Lahani. What is Pei and Lekan Shecha? It's mine. And the Torah says, I have to give it to you. But by a Poel, if you say Mishal Shamayim, it's not mine. Has chus lecho taras mamonu v'yesh la'pol ozos chus mamonu mahani lahasos achlifa b'mamon. It is a chus mamoni, and that is why that is a raya to Reb Chaim, and that answers the Minchas Chinuch's question. Minchas Chinuch is bothered. Why can he make it tonight? You look at those tests. V'nei afshad davar zeh pashut b'chala poskim. Even though everybody agrees to this, l'didit sarachi and gadol v'tsarach hakira gadola. Ha'ba almanash ein lochalai sherksus faon. If somebody tries to get married without the monetary obligations, it doesn't work. So here, why should it work? Heich mahani kan mechilas apoel. Kiven de'eno zoka rak b'achilaso. V'kodem laze'eno shalo. Right, it's davar she'eno lo b'lo olam. It's not even here yet, it's chiyuv. So the answer has to be that even if you say Mishal Shamayim, like Reb Chaim says, there is a schus mamoni that is how it's categorized, and therefore it would be allowed, he would be allowed to make a tnai. Okay. That is the discussion, the main question, Mishel Shamayim or Mishelo. If you want to look at another nafkamina, the Gemara gave one nafkamina, and that is, can he give it to his wife and kids? The Minchas Chinuch, in his classic way, in the last point of the Minchas Chinuch, in this mitzvah, in Os Tezayin, he says, what if the poel is muder hana'ah from the balabais? Poel's not allowed to get any hana'ah. That's another nafkamina. So if the poel is getting it Mishelo, then that's aser. Because Mishelo means it's a Tosefes Schar that the Bailo is paying him. But if it's Mishel Shamayim, L'choris, as a Minchas Chinuch, will be Mutter, Mutarim Lechem Asha Osim, because you're getting it from Hashem, you're not getting it from the Maskir, you're not getting it from the Baal Habayis. L'choris, that's another Nafkamina, adding on to one the Gemara gives. Okay, Vayter in the Sefer HaChinuch. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's the message behind this mitzvah, which we'll mention start now, and Besser will get to in the next mitzvahs as well. L'lameid es b'nei Yisrael, Lios Lam Nefesh Yafeh V'ratzon HaTov. If I have a worker in my field, I have to understand, put myself in his shoes, and realize that he's going to be, if he's working with grapes all day, you got to let him take some grapes. Right? If somebody's working in a store, right, in a pizza store like we gave before, it's going to be hard for him not to have any type of pizza until he gets sick of it that he won't want anymore. But if somebody's eating, working with certain types of produce, we have to realize that it's going to be hard for him not to take, and therefore we have to let him take. Umito krak, and through the bracha of letting him take, through that mitzvah, we're going to be zochet to a bracha, tachul birchas Hashem aleihem. And if somebody is medactic with a pole and doesn't let him eat, that is something that is looked frowned upon, and it shows a mezeg ramaod, a spiritually lacking personality, and therefore one has to work on themselves to make sure that they let the worker take. Just one derek drush I saw in the Aleinu L'Shabeach, Rav Zilberstein quotes a drush on this pasuk that relates to the fact that you always have to share Torah with other people. Right? What does the pasuk say? Ki savo bekerem reyacha. When you go into the vineyard of your friend, what's the vineyard of your friend? The Beis Medrash. That's the kerem biyavne, the vineyard where all are friends. When you go in there, v'yasafta melilos biyadecha, and you gather in melilos in your hand. What are melilos? From the word, he says, melel mimalel midaber. You learned v'yachalta anafim kerav shechaz savecha, and you satiated yourself, you're filled with Torah, v'lkeli chalositein. Don't just put it in your own kelim. You have to share it with others. You have to make sure that the Torah is not limited to your own knowledge. Okay, one thought of drush. Midini mitzvah. Let's get into some of the halachas of this mitzvah. Mashamar zecharon levracha ma beina oseh betal shlosim v'mechubar. Based on the Gemara, the Sefer HaChinuch quotes that there's a difference between Talush and Mechubar. Yes, the only mitzvah is when one is working in Gidulei Karka, items that grow from the ground, but there's a difference whether you're working in the field when it's still attached to the ground, versus after it's Talush, and it's opposite Halachos. Sheha'oseh b'talush, if somebody is working with already detached items, you're working with a pile of grain, anything that's already detached, so then you're allowed to eat until there's Gemar Malacha. Ochel ad shelo yigmar avodaso. Umishi yigmar avodaso azul alecho. Once you have Gemar Malacha in the pile, there's already a chi of shumas and maizrus. Then you can't eat from there. So when you're working in Talush, you're allowed to work until Gemar Malacha. If you're working b'mechubar, you're only allowed to eat b'shas Gemar Malacha. The opposite. V'ya osa b'mechubar, gom kotzer, votzer, I'm harvesting, I'm collecting. So then only in ochel ela kishi yigmar avodaso. I'm harvesting, I'm getting it off. But let's say I'm weeding. If I'm weeding or if I'm watering the ground, so that's not Gemar Malacha, that I'm not allowed to eat. So Talush is Dafka before Gemar Malacha of Talush, and Mechubar is only Bishas Gemar Malacha as you're finishing the process of taking care of the plants. Zeo din Torah, avachachavim amru mepnei hashev aved labayelim, klomar kadesh lo yisbat mi malacha, sheyochlu balichasan me'uman le'uman v'chazirasan. Chazal said you can even go when you're in between fields. Going from field to field, you're even allowed to eat at that point. But for example, says the Gemara, quoted by the Chinuch, hachole v'hamachabes v'hamagabin. Let's say somebody's milking cows. Somebody's making cheese for me. So that's not Gidulei Karka. They're not allowed to eat. Special din of Gidulei Karka. Right? Number one. Or somebody's menaches b'betzalim. Somebody's weeding onions or garlic. Eino ochal b'nishein zegmar malacha. That's also excluded. Vein sorach lomar. And of course, I don't even have to tell you, shomrei ginosu pardesim, guards. What if somebody's just a shomer? So that for sure he's not even working. So you have to be working in a field with Gidulei Karka, b'shas gemar malacha. Those are the three requirements for Mechubar, and for Talush is Dafka Shelo B'Shas Gemar Malacha. V'chein, Masha Amru, She'ein HaPoel, Ocha, B'Darash Nigmar Malachtu, L'Maisa V'chein L'Chala, right? Once it reaches Gemar Malacha, then there is already a Chiv, and therefore you cannot take part in it. Other limitations on this mitzvah. Skipping a few lines. Haya ose b'te'enim lo yochal ba'anavim. If somebody's eating figs, is working in figs, they can't eat grapes. You're only allowed to eat what you are involved in. Shnei Amar is a positive. B'kerem reyacha v'achalta anavim. Eating grapes. Klomar v'lo davar acher. V'yose b'gefen zu lo yochal ba'anavim b'gefen acher. If you're working on one vine, that's the one you're focused on. You can't eat on another vine. That's a vayda lo'ifshta in the Gemara, and we paski in l'chumra, that you're not allowed to do it. V'yosel apol l'motz, you can't just suck out the wine. If you're working with grapes, you have to take the grapes. V'lo yochal achila gasa, says the Chiddach. And based on Rashi also quotes this. You can't eat an achila gasa. What's an achila gasa? So the Minchas Chinuch here has two important points. Number one, it doesn't matter, achila gasa, in overeating, it doesn't matter if the entire, let's say you go into the field hungry, and you eat and eat and eat until you're full, and then you keep eating. That's one type of achila gasa. But what happens if you come to the field already full? You ate breakfast, and now you're full, and now you eat some of the grapes, that's also achila gasa. So you're not allowed to eat achila gasa In either case, says the Minchas Chinuch, v'nir delav dafka sheyochel harbi ben adavar she'ose el afilo machal kodem asiya mishalo u'bishas asiya eino yochel lechol klal, and yoni yechel gas is also aser because the Torah was only mezake this person rak b'ta'ev lechol v'lo lachil gasa. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, says the Minchas Chinuch, is look in Tosfos. Tosfos in Nazir, Tosfos in Arvei Pesachim, Tosfos in those places all quote that there are two types of achil gasas. The problem is there's a stira. There's a Gemara in Pesachim that seems to say if I eat the current Pesach, achila gasa, I'm yotze. I didn't do the best thing, but I was yotze. It's called an achila. While the other Gemara says if you eat an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, the end of Yuma, you're putter. So is achila gasa in eating or not? So Tosfos quotes Nazir Chav Gimel and other places. There are two types of achila gasas. One is I'm full, but I eat more, and it goes in. There's always room for jello. There's always room for something. That's one type of achila gasa, and that is called an achila. Mashenkin, there are some times that I'm totally, totally stuffed. If I eat something else, I'm going to be sick. If I eat anything more, I'm going to throw up. It says that type of achila gasa is putter on Yom Kippur. That's not called an achila. Says the Minchas Chinuch. So what is being referred to here that you can't eat an achila gasa? Says Tos. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Nira gamkein dekana Torah asur b'kiyai gavna. Aval achila she'eno ra'ev. Kivan dehavi achila b'yom ha'kipurim u'pesach mutar kan gamkein kein nira pashut. Says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch. What is asur to eat achila gasa? That's only the second type. Well, you're totally stuffed. You eat another more, so you're going to be sick. But the first type of achila gasa, that you're full, but you can always eat more. L'chor, that's mutter. Because that's nechshav an achila in halacha. And therefore, that would be mutter in the world of what the Torah allows. Okay, these are some of the halachas of a sachir, a worker eating in your field. We'll have to get to the two losa says and more of the Minchas Chinuch discussion coming up in the next mitzvah.